Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Zach Britton joins us now, who has re-signed with the Yankees. It's a crazy day, obviously, today with all the football, with the Jets naming a new coach, and obviously with the passing of Mel Stottlemyre. Zach, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Did you ever pass? I don't know if you did. You might have. Did you ever pass ways with Mel Stottlemyre ever?
No, I never had the pleasure of meeting him, but obviously you knew his name very well. I was just, you know, reading up on him this morning when I was reading, you know, that he had passed away. Yeah. You know, 5 World Series titles, you know, the pitching coach with the Yankees and Mets. I mean, and then, you know, 11 seasons as a player.
Oh, great pitcher. Zach, I'm telling you, yeah. I saw him come up in the Yankee pennant race in 64. I'm old enough. And he was a rookie the last year of the great Yankee dynasty, the last year. The Yankees didn't win again for 12 years after that. That was the last year of the great Mantle run of 12 World Series in 14 years. And he went 9-3 down the stretch and pitched against Bob Gibson in the World Series. And he then was on the worst Yankee teams, averaged 17 wins and 280 innings a year for a decade. 40 shutouts. 3-time 20-game winner. Twice he lost 20, I believe. He lost 18 one year and 20 another year. But he was there all the time, and he was on the worst Yankee teams. He just caught
them. Yeah, that's impressive.
Yeah, it really was. He was a great pitcher, and then a great pitching coach with two teams, with the Mets and the Yankees.
So guys that had those track records playing transition to coaching, and then all of a sudden, you know, they're running pitching staffs that, you know, you win 5 World Series as a coach. So you don't normally see that. A lot of guys can play and not coach, but he had the knack for doing both. So that
he did.
A special guy.
Wonderful guy. He was. How about you? How do you feel about how things worked out?
Yeah, I feel good. I'm happy that you know, going back to New York, enjoyed the short time I was there. Obviously, wanted to, you know, pitch a little bit better at times. You know, didn't feel like I showed them my best like they had seen when I was in Baltimore. So I'm looking forward to, you know, going to spring training healthy for the first time in a full season. And I know that, you know, with the full spring training, you know, being able to work on things I want to work on and getting those reps, that I feel good about where I'm going to be this year.
To be fair, off last year, coming back as you did from the Achilles, I mean, you got to figure you. I don't know if it's fair to say, but I'll let you say it. Did you ever feel 100% last year?
No, you know, I never did. I never felt like myself. You know, the Achilles injury, I knew that. The surgeon told me that it takes about a year for you to feel just like yourself. So there was a lot of things, you know, I was dealing with that throughout the year, and then let alone trying to, you know, pitch at a high level in the major leagues. You know, it's tough to do when you're healthy, and let alone when, you know, you're behind the eight ball. I didn't have a spring training. I was trying to really, you know, make up ground throughout the course of the season. I never felt like I was on a level playing field, so you know, I'm happy I finished the year fairly strong, but at the end of the day, you know, it wasn't who I wanted to be, you know, so I was looking forward to where I'm at now, you know, getting a good off season in. You know, I was hoping that I would have the opportunity to go back to New York. I really enjoyed it, and, you know, I want to win, and I know that the Yankees are going to do everything they can to win, and that's something that really drew me back to them.
We're talking with Zach Britton, of course, who returns to the Yankee bullpen. Very positive thing for the Bombers. And the Yankees have added some pieces. Obviously, Didi will be on the shelf. They've added some guys, Tulowitzki and LeMahieu, guys who will be part of the infield this year. Will it be now, Zach, will it be for you a normal run-up to spring training and to opening day? Will this be a normal year? Can you say that you'd be back to what would be a normal spring training for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is going to be, you know, normal preparation into spring training. As soon as we got eliminated from the postseason, I got home and I started working out. I mean, I've never done that before, but I knew that I needed to get my strength back. I didn't feel good physically. You know, I had lost a lot of strength just from the surgery and not being able to do much. So I got, you know, working out and, you know, building my strength up. So, you know, I'm looking forward to finally just being a healthy guy in camp and focusing on the baseball stuff and not worrying about, you know, strength or this or that. So this will be a normal spring for me.
What'd you take from last year as far as just the idea, the 100 games, the playoffs, the whole thing?
You know, it was, you know, as somebody that's played the Yankees for a long time, it was weird, I would say, to, you know, to be a New York Yankee and, you know, competing against my old team and having Yankee Stadium as my home stadium. I was used to coming in there as a visiting player, and that's a tough place to come in and play. But, you know, I had success there, and so I felt confident that, you know, I can do that as a home player. And, you know, I'm looking forward to doing that, obviously, as a healthy guy. Last year, like I said, was a grind. You know, I loved the chance to get back to the postseason. I wish I could have been back as, you know, who I wanted to be and not, you know, kind of just finding a way to get guys out from day to day. You know, I felt like I wasn't really consistent. I was trying to just figure out what was going to work for me that day and try to do the best I can. So I'm looking forward to not having to deal with that anymore.
Well, listen, it's great that we have you back. Have a good, healthy off season, and, you know, before you know it, it's going to be pitches and catches, so it's right around the corner.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to it, looking forward to getting down to Tampa. I've actually never been to that spring training site.
Oh, you haven't? Okay, good.
Baltimore is just down the road, so I'm looking forward to getting there in a few weeks.
All right, good. Well, enjoy. We'll see you down there. Thanks very much.
All right, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Pleasure. Zach Britton.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.